Apéro Collector avec un invité collector. Oui, vous ne rêvez pas, je suis avec AJ DiBanza, le phénomène de la draft 2026. Attention, je vous préviens, l'interview va être en anglais, donc vous pouvez déjà activer les sous-titres. Activate the subtitles, vous allez dans les paramètres de YouTube et vous allez pouvoir vous régaler. On va démarrer. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Well, let me dap you up a little bit.
What's up? How you doing?
Thank you for being here. Obviously, with your whole crew, it's quite the week. I'm going to introduce you a little bit, but I don't know what words I should use. Are we in the presence of the greatest prospect in this year's draft? Yes, sir?
If you want to say that, yeah.
Yeah, we can. Can we say that we are with a Spider-Man-loving, rim-rocking, sits-filling type of player?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can say that. Well, obviously, we are with AJ DiBanza, who's expected to be picked quite high in this year's NBA draft. First question I want to ask you, what are you doing in Paris, man?
To interview with you.
To have an interview with me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you have also other stuff planned, like other sports events or some stuff that's going on in Paris?
Yeah, I'll attend a couple events.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like I heard maybe some tennis or some soccer or some stuff, right?
Both.
Both.
Exactly.
We are in presence of your father as well. Obviously, you guys are quite close with everything that's going through. I heard that he was obviously a former soccer player,
yeah.
Or as we say, football around here, right? Have you played any football or have you
never.
Not? Never?
Never.
Never? You've never played football? I thought maybe dad would let you dribble a little bit, but no.
He tried to force me, but nah.
He tried to force you?
Yeah.
All right. Also, some rumor that I thought was interesting is that you guys arrived a few days ago. Have you been able to watch some soccer? Like there was a huge finals game between Paris and Arsenal. Have you been able to watch it?
I was there.
You were at the stadium?
Yeah.
There you go. So how was it? Did you like it? Did you like the atmosphere?
Yeah. I'm a PSG fan, so.
You're a PSG fan?
Yeah, I came out on top.
Sorry, one second. There you go. You're a PSG fan?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You're not lying?
No.
All right. I appreciate that because if there is one way to get your love from French basketball fans, obviously there are different teams, but do you know what we say in Paris? What is the famous saying? Ici, c'est Paris. Do you know
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I learned that while I was there.
You learned that?
Yeah.
Can you say it?
Wait, can you say it again?
Ici, c'est Paris.
Ici, c'est Paris.
There you go. That's how you get your love. And obviously, I know some French fans are going to be like, what? What are you doing? This is crazy. But I thought it was interesting right there in live because of the timing of you being here and what happened to give you the official jersey of PSG, the brand new one. I thought it was cool to give it to you. So there you go. That's a gift from us.
That's fine.
This is, yeah, I think it will be fit quite well. I talk triple XL. Maybe it's too big.
You got a triple XL?
Too big?
Yeah, I'm not fat.
You're not fat, but still, you can fill it up, right?
Nah. I don't ever plan on getting that big.
Yeah.
Thank you for the jersey.
But still, I know.
We'll keep this in the background.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep it in the background?
Yeah.
There you go. That's dope. So, obviously, I wanted to talk first about this is that for those who don't really know you, you have your father is from Congo and your mom is from Jamaica, right?
Yep.
It's quite the mix because you have Congo. I heard that you went there when you were quite early.
Yeah.
When you were quite young. You went there once in Congo?
I've been there twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Okay. How was it? Did you like it or were you questioning, like, what is this country in me?
Yeah, I'm more so questioning because there's a lot of poverty over there and what to do with the government. It's kind of like tough to just go back and see it.
Yeah.
But I went back to, you know, see where my dad came from.
And did you go as well to Jamaica?
Yeah, I've been in Jamaica plenty more times.
So. Plenty more times, yeah. Right. And so being from both countries, do you feel more like you're a part of both or you're more from Boston or what is your hometown?
Brockton, Massachusetts.
Brockton.
Yeah.
How do you feel you're a mix of this? Do you relate more as a Jamaican or a guy from Massachusetts? How would you define yourself a little bit?
Well, obviously, I relate more as an American.
Yeah.
So me being from Brockton, I can relate. But every time I go back to Jamaica, they show me a lot of love, and there's a lot of Jamaicans in my comments. And,
yeah.
You know, once you're kind of indebted in that blood system, they kind of treat you as one. So.
I see. And we're going to probably talk about music because I know it's a lot of stuff that you like about music.
Yeah.
I also know that coming up in the last few years, there was some quite phenom from New England. And are you proud about this? Because I know sometimes it doesn't get the shine that it's supposed to. We've seen Cooper Flagg being from here.
Yep.
You guys know each other. Do you take that pride with you? Like, I want to put that city or that region on the map?
Yeah, definitely. Like, not a lot of people. Well, I mean, let me not say not a lot of people, because a lot of people actually have came out from New England.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, super common and big. But, you know, if I get called number one, which I'd plan on getting called number one, it'll be back-to-back number one picks from New England. So it's a great start.
That'll be quite dope. Right. Now we're going to talk about basketball, obviously, because we love PSG. We love everything, but we're here to talk about hoops. For those who haven't been able to watch you, obviously, you've had a great year. You've got a great road in high school. But when we talk about comparisons, it's always amazing when you have forwards with skills, with energy, with determination. What are some of the names that you've been able to say here and there? I've heard some Paul George, some Brandon Ingram, some T-Mac. How would you compare yourself, or what were the inspirations that brought your game to this point?
Yeah, the most accurate comparison was the Tracy McGrady one.
Yeah.
But I've heard a lot of Paul George.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot. But I take kind of it's in bits and pieces from a lot of people's games.
Yeah. Would you also consider some Kawhi Leonard in your game, or not that much?
No, a little bit. Definitely, I watch a lot of Kawhi. Definitely his two-way ability.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a defensive pest. But also just him getting to a spot, being super efficient.
Yeah. What is funny, though, is that as much as I love T-Mac, and he was an incredible phenom, I mean, the guy with size and handle and everything, I feel that your drive is different from his. Maybe it was more a little bit like Paul George, like a little bit laid back sometimes, and maybe people wanted more, but you seem to have that drive in you. Is it one of the biggest qualities that you have, that fire in you and that determination?
I guess you could say that. It's just a lot of... I just love the game so much, so I try to put a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Just leave it all on the court.
Yeah. I know Dad used to live in Grigny, right? I mean, he spent a few years right there. Are you planning on going there in the next few days? Or?
Yeah, I think we're actually scheduled to go there. I don't know what day. I've never been there.
You've never been there?
No, never.
So it's going to be back to a right, full circle moment, I guess, for Pops, which will be quite amazing. And talking about hoops, obviously, we are in an era where you have to be good on both ends, right? You can be as talented as you want on offense. If you're not there on defense, it's going to be difficult to stay on the court.
I mean, not really.
No, you think so?
I mean, there's a lot of people in the NBA that don't do both.
Right, but what category do you put yourself in? You think you're
going to... Well, me personally, yeah.
Yeah.
But you said, you know, it's hard to stay in the NBA when you don't do both.
Oh, I was meaning... I think there are some specialists who obviously don't have both sides of the court, but you consider yourself being a two-way player.
Right? Yeah, I do.
And that is something that you really want to translate to the NBA, like being able to guard the best offensive guys and also punish the worst defenders on the other team?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the type of player you are. And obviously the name of our media is Trash Talk. So even if you can be laid back sometimes, I've seen some clips where you can be trash talking on the court. Do you like to do some trash talking, or do you let more your game do the talking?
I let my game do more of the talking, but if someone talks, I'll talk back.
You've had some examples of this, like of players who've been trying to harass your fans, and maybe you were able to go back at them? Like
with my talking or my game?
With your talking.
There wasn't a lot of trash talk in my past season at BYU.
It was more on
it was
on,
more
in
so
high school?
Just like yeah, the game. But in high school, I had a lot of moments.
Yeah, and since we're close to being in the NBA, you are close to being picked. Do you have like a top three of players that you're really, really excited to face that you're going to be circling on your schedule?
So Kevin Durant, one. He's my favorite player.
He's your favorite player, right?
LeBron. If he's still playing.
If he's still playing, right.
And Steph Curry.
These are the three.
Yeah.
These are the three main ones from the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because you say KD is your favorite player, and we've also seen some other players like Anthony Edwards say he's GOAT. Why do you feel like for this generation, this guy is picked so many times by your generations ahead of the LeBron or the Steph or the Kawhis or everything? What makes him that guy for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody respects LeBron's greatness, and I was going to put him as a top two player, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever people think. But KD, just like the way he scores, is super efficient. It's no wasted movements, and it's just like kind of elegant to watch that he's just 7 foot moving like a guard.
Yeah. If I had to defend you, I would obviously it's a mismatch. But do you have already, according to you, one or two go-to moves where you know, because every great player has like one or two go-to moves they can go to in tough situations. Is there one move where you feel like this is your go-to move in tough situations?
Yeah, probably. Like a hesitation pull.
Hezzy and pull?
Yeah.
This is your type of stuff. Right wing or left wing or...
Anyway.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And that's the type of confidence that you have. Is it something that was brought in by your pops, by your family, by your teammates? Like that confidence, because I've read that when you were a little bit younger, it seemed like basketball wasn't that a priority or was something that you were really serious about. When did that click?
Quarantine. So COVID.
Oh.
2020.
And what happened back then?
Everybody was just in the house and I was just kind of outside practicing and training.
Yeah.
Driving an hour and a half to go train every single day and I kind of seen the improvement.
Yeah.
So it kind of clicked for me.
And during that time when you were playing both, obviously in high school, I mean, later on in high school and with the U20 American teams, right? You've been through too many teams. What helped you the most? Was it more having great teammates with the Americans? Is it more high school being able to dominate night after night? Or was it, as we saw last year, going to university where you had to face all kind of different coverages, right? Last year to prepare you for the next level.
Yeah, I think it was a mix of both. So obviously going to the USA teams and being able to play with different great players, I mean, that's what the NBA is kind of going to be like. It's a whole bunch of these great players on one team, so you got to be able to mesh. But also going to a team like BYU or in high school where I'm getting double teamed and triple teamed and being able to, you know, play make and score off of that.
You feel like it's helping you for the next level, right?
Yeah.
In that situation. Now, it's often the right question to ask before you go to the NBA, what are your goals? Obviously, sometimes people say a whole lot of different things, but early on, not only saying Hall of Fame or everything, but in the, let's say, the first 3 or 4 years, when we also know that there's going to be the Olympics and everything, what are your biggest objectives coming up?
Oh, yeah, since you said Olympics, definitely want to be on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
But just rookie of the year, all-star, rising star.
Playoffs?
Definitely playoffs. I mean, we're aiming for championships here, so.
Yeah. And that's something that you also said, that you were filling the seats. You consider yourself being a spectacular player. Is it something that you really want to put a focus on, like being able to make sure the fans are loving it, or is it just a part of your game and that happens?
Nah, it's a little bit of both. Like, you know, a lot of people spend money on these games and they don't really have it just to come watch their favorite player. But I play the game to win at the end of the day. Like, I'm trying to win games, but I know that I'm a very exciting player.
Yeah.
So I try to use it to my advantage and, you know.
It can shift some games sometimes, like when you have a guy like who's having like a game record type of situation on offense. But it's both, right? It's like it's a big block or it's a dunk or an alley-oop. You want to make sure that you are part of those situations that shift the game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you're obviously a basketball phenom, but you also love things outside of basketball. When in the last few months we've seen you emerge more in France more than anything, because I, in the U.S., obviously, you've been known for quite a few times, sometimes now. There was a meme going where I think you were rapping on some Gunna, or was it something? You're facing the camera and you're rapping. I don't know if you see the meme that I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Is hip-hop a huge part of who you are, or what do you do that gives you that confidence? Like, what is rap to you and in your upbringing?
It's just music. I just listen to music a lot.
You just consider it music. What are your favorite rappers? Yeah.
I mean, Gunna's one of them. I listen to a lot of, like, Drake, Gunna, V's, Baby Smooth.
Yeah. Chucky. You've heard some French artists or not?
No, I don't know any French artists.
No? We'll probably give him some tips, right, about some French artists so that he can love him. All right, I'm going to end up with some fire bullets. It's like a this or that, just to end it all up. Boston or Utah?
Brockton.
Brockton, that's the right answer. I give him a this or that, and he gives me the answer. That's good. Would you rather play with KD or LeBron?
KD.
Play with KD. Would you rather face KD or LeBron?
KD.
Both times. Have you watched all the Spider-Man's movies?
No.
No?
Because I haven't watched the Spider-Man movie in like 10 years.
Oh, in 10 years, right? Because I heard there was like a Spider-Man hoop when you were young. So, if you had to consider yourself a superhero, which one would it be?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. You're
but like the black one though, like the Venom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
For your first NBA game, would you rather face Cooper Flagg, or Victor Wembanyama?
I mean, the first NBA game doesn't really matter. I mean, they all matter, but I mean, doesn't matter. I mean, we're in France, Wemby.
There you go. You would face Wemby. And you have to choose between 3 gold medal Olympic medals with Team USA or 3 NBA championships. Three NBA championships, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, because I'm really expecting some kind of answer, but we'll see. Who's the best basketball player in the world right now?
Damn.
You are?
Nah. I was gonna say Shea, but it's looking like Wemby right now.
You think it's Wemby, right? Think so?
I want to say Jokic. I want to say a lot of people.
You want to say a lot of people? Because it's a tough debate as of right now, because you got guys who are going to be like, hey, maybe even Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he got injured.
I'll say
the top three is Jokic, Shea, and Wemby.
Classic. But you will be coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm coming up later.
In a few years?
Yeah.
Or in a few months?
Not in a few years. I'll get them right now.
You'll get them. All right. Well, that's about it. Really, we wanted to thank you, obviously, for that opportunity, because we know you got a lot on your plates. What can we wish you, man, for the next few weeks and for the summer ahead?
Luck.
Just luck?
Yeah.
And health?
Yes, and health.
That'll be it. There you go. Well, thank you so much. Obviously, I got to dap you up.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for everything. And obviously, we're going to support you through that process and hopefully see you first when it will be end of June with a new brand new NBA jersey, right?
Oui.
There you go. Oui. All right. Thank you, everyone, for this. And see you during the NBA draft with AJ DiBonsa. Bye.